This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Jordanian authorities say they have foiled a malicious plot by a former crown prince to destabilize the kingdom with foreign support. The accusations contradict the prince's claim that he is being punished for speaking out against corruption and incompetence. The United States and Arab governments have voiced support for King Abdullah II. That reflects Jordan's importance as an island of relative stability in a volatile region. But the king's tough reaction, which includes placing his half-brother under house arrest, illustrates the limits on public dissent he is willing to tolerate. The Myanmar military's lethal crackdown on protesters in large central cities has received much of the attention since the coup started 2 months ago. But far away in the borderlands, millions of people from Myanmar's myriad ethnic groups face increasing uncertainty and waning security as long-standing conflicts between the military and minority guerrilla armies flare anew. The situation was thrust to the forefront when the military launched deadly airstrikes against ethnic Karen guerrillas along the eastern border, displacing thousands of people. Several of the rebel armies have threatened to join forces if the killing of civilians does not stop, highlighting a warning from a UN special envoy that Myanmar faces the possibility of civil war. It is said that more than 500 people have been killed since the coup on February 2nd. Again, Myanmar's military lethal crackdown on protesters in large central cities is now receiving much more scrutiny and attention since the coup 2 months ago. This is VOA News.